our perspective on conflict would be different perspectives, different ways of experiencing a situation, different ways of perceiving what is happening. And this is inevitable, of course, that each human perspective will experience a situation differently to another. And so different perspectives are not the cause of conflict, because they will always be there for as long as there are human personas, human personalities, each having their unique experience of the world of form. The conflict arises from humans arguing for their perspective as the correct perspective. The belief that how they perceive a situation is the right way, and others must see it the same. Wanting to persuade, disagree, argue. So it is a symptom of an ego that believes that how it experiences the world is right. Conflict is, when taken to the extreme, people harming each other. And so it is alignment with the ego, of course. The inner being would have no way of experiencing conflict, because the inner being knows itself to be one with all that is. And conflict can only occur when there are two or more different opinions or perspectives on a situation. And this is part of the experience that humans come to have, or more correctly, inner beings come to have in becoming human for a season, and to temporarily forget that who you really are is one with all that is. There is no separation. There are no differences of opinion. There are different ways of expressing Great Spirit. Each person, each being in the universe is that unique expression of Great Spirit. It is a loving expression. It is an expression that knows itself to be showing up to make a contribution, to express love, to be the presence of love. And if every human were to know itself to be that, there could be no conflict. There would still be different perspectives. There would be an allowing of others' perspectives. There would be an understanding, a level of understanding that how they experience a situation will be different from how someone else experiences that situation. And both can be true. Both perspectives can can be true. And it is challenging for the human self to take on that concept, that idea that different perspectives can be true, because they seem to conflict with each other. The perspective, the experience of that situation is based on many factors, which would include the person's beliefs about the world of form. They are creating their experience based on what they are believing to be true. And therefore, what they are believing to be true will come into their experience. It will show up in a certain way. And this has a huge impact on the experience of a human being. And so conflict, we would say, is a very human experience, a human way of interacting. One can say, I understand. There is a difference of perspective, a difference of opinion. We can know ourselves to be from the same place. We can know ourselves to be expressions of Great Spirit. There is no need for conflict, only love. And perhaps people feel that conflict, the benefit that it brings, is they can speak their truth. They can assert themselves. They can say what is true for them. And that is possible with a different energy. It is possible to say what is true, to speak your truth with love and with allowing others to have their perspective, and for that to be perfectly fine.